A custody hearing has begun in West Texas for the more than 400 children taken from a polygamist ranch. And if today is any indication, it's going to be a long process. NPR's Wade Goodwin has been at the hearing in San Angelo, Texas. He joins us now. Wade, how are things going so far?
Now, you've never seen a bigger mess than this morning's hearing. It's not that it was badly run by the state judge, Barbara Walther. I think she's doing fine. But the way the state originally went into the polygamous ranch, going house to house and seizing the children under 17, 416 of them. Now, put that with 400 lawyers assigned to the children, to the mothers, to the fathers, all with potentially different legal interests, and you add to that that all these lawyers have just gotten here, out in the middle of West Texas. They hardly know their clients, but the one thing they do know is that Texas went into the ranch like gangbusters. So they're all chomping at the bit. The state can barely say two sentences out of its mouth before there's an objection. Objection after objection. And all the kids and the women have the same names. So they're trying to figure out who's who using birthdays. So you get these scenes where, say, someone named Sarah Jessup is mentioned in a state exhibit. Then all these lawyers stand up and say, "Is this my Sarah Jessup? Whose Sarah Jessup is this? I object. Take it from me, it was enough to make you weep."
Now, this could have been chaotic if we were talking about 12 children or 24 children. We're talking about 416 children.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, with all this evidence seized, is it going to stand up in court with all these people involved? And that's a $64 question. There's no doubt the state of Texas went into the yearning for Zion Ranch and conducted a house-to-house search, family-to-family, taking anything they thought could help them identify the children or might be evidence of sexual abuse. I've read the search warrants, and essentially that's what they said they could take. But that turned out to be a lot of stuff. They took all the computer hard drives, the family Bibles, everyone's personal papers. But when you're looking for evidence of sexual abuse, the law gives the state a lot of leeway there. And it's all on such a big scale that we're setting precedent here in San Angelo. There's no question. How much of this evidence gets in, that's what we're going to see.
Now, I understand that some of the men and women from the polygamous group actually came to court today. What was the scene there, and what was their reaction as all this was going on?
Well, you could see the grief on everybody's face. These people are Western in the old sense of the word. They're very dignified, but the state has gone in there and blown their world completely to pieces, emptied a thriving community of all its children. So they're devastated. Now, Judge Barbara Walters, she's also a Western woman, West Texas, but she's not taciturn. She's boisterous and confident and laughs a lot like West Texas women do. But when she laughs from the bench, that just sends the FLDS women reeling in despair. They put their heads in their hands. You can just see them thinking, "Oh my God, this woman's going to take our children." And I don't think the judge has realized yet the effect her personality is having on the members of this polygamous group.
No laughing matter to them. That's NPR's Wade Goodwin in San Angelo, Texas. Thanks so much, Wade.
It's my pleasure.